Blog
Thank
Talk Radio.
You. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, where we're divinely connected together as we stand together as prayer warriors, intercessors. Glory to God on the behalf, glory to God of the body of Christ, for our youth, for the prisoners, for our president, for our nation, for glory to God, those that are burdened and downtrodden and hurt and need encouragement, need enlightenment, need strength. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the power of prayer. Praise God. As we look unto God, the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, we thank God for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue as we made our choice to rejoice in the Lord. Destiny doesn't stop here. We got to press and pursue after Jesus Christ to stand on the promises of the Lord. As he said in Jeremiah 29:11, he has a plan for us, and that plan is good, not for evil, to give us that expected it, a blessing to prosper us. He wants to use us for his glory. He wants us healed and whole. He wants us, glory to God, to be witnesses, to be lights on the hill. Want to be glory to God, lifting up Jesus Christ, and he said he'll draw all men to him. So we thank God for the power of prayer. Thank God for the spoken word. Sometimes when we don't even speak the words out in a prayer, sometimes it's just being able to stand and speak what the scriptures say, what the word says. Thank God for Mother Alexander. She touched me agree just a few moments ago. Speaking the word for this, you know, whether it's a sinus headache or headache from out there from the pollen or what, but nevertheless, God is awesome, is good, so we thank God. He is great and mighty and awesome, our own time God. So we speak and decree and declare. He might rise up and try to come again, but we have the power to bind and loose, to cancel this assignment, and send him back to the dry place from whence he came. So we give God glory for this marvelous and wonderful day. He is awesome. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. It's a time and an hour now like never before. We need to pray but obey whatever the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us according to his word. Let it be manifest in Jesus' name. Praise God. I should have had this scripture that I want to read out of Isaiah 43:1-3. I really wanted to read it off this system here and see how that, the way that it was, when I read it, well, I think it was yesterday. I like the way it reads from the, let me see if I can find it that way. If I don't see it, then we'll look for it in the scriptures, in the word of God. Hallelujah. Okay. Evidently, I'm going to have to look that up. It's in the other phone that I use sometimes to pull up things on Google, or in the other thing that it was in. No, okay. Let me look it up in the Word. Isaiah 43, and I know it's pretty familiar. And go through the waters. Overtake us. Hallelujah. We find Mr. Isaiah 43. It's 40. Praise the Lord for the word of God. Always inspiring, encouraging, or wisdom to come out of it. First verse, now thus saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia for, and Seba in your place. Praise God. And that is the word for tonight. No matter what we go through, he'll be with us. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. So when you walk through the fiery trials and circumstances, situations and whatever, God is not going to allow it to destroy you. Praise the Lord. We just want to give glory and praise unto the Most High God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready for prayer. And first up, glory to God, going to be Mother Alexander as soon as I share a few words of prayer before the Lord and give thanksgiving. Then we're going to open the line for Mother Alexander and Mother Willette and Mother McCormick, and thank God for Evangelist Brenda Owen as well. Father, we bless you tonight and give you glory and praise. What an awesome God we serve. Being in your presence, you said it's fullness of joy. So we bless you and thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for a mind to serve you and a desire to fulfill your will. Forgive us for every offense and transgression against your word. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. We invite you in our presence. Oh, welcome, glory to God, into these temples. Welcome in our presence. Welcome, glory to God, for thy will to be done. God, we want the flesh to be denied and crucified, that you be glorified in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word that comforts, encourages, and directs, that saves, that delivers in the name of Jesus. Most of all, we thank you for sin loving us so much, sending your son, and your son loved us so much that he gave us life, and now he's on the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf. Thank God, glory, for the power, glory to God, of forgiveness. And even when you said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we want to come before you with clean hands and a pure heart. So search us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us not deny and justify anything, glory to God, that's contrary to your will. Let us find ourselves submitting and committing to your will. God, we thank you for great is thy faithfulness. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. How excellent is thy name. We thank you, glory to God, for the power and authority that you've given us to walk in this earth realm, regardless of all the darkness and all the various trials and different things that are going on, horrific situations and circumstances that occur. God, you are with us and never leave us, and we thank you for those angels being encamped about us. Thank you for the blood covering. God, so we give you glory and praise. There is none like thee. We look into the hills with coming to our help, and God, we do realize that it comes from you. God, help us to be in a place that we always keep looking up, not, glory to God, allowing the circumstances around us to overwhelm us, overtake us. God, you say when we go through the fire, it won't burn us, God, but it's got to be a place that we trust you, that no matter what the trial is, what the situation is, you say when the enemy comes in like a flood, you'll lift up a standard. I'm praying for us as the body of Christ, that we come into unity, we come into the oneness, glory to God. We'll fight the real devil. We'll put him to flight. We'll stop fighting one another and coming up with all kinds of schemes and things that allow the enemy to come in and distract us and distort things, glory to God. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on thee, O Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for that mercy that renewed every morning for your grace. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be right about now? So, God, we thank you. God, as we go in and out our homes and in and out the various buildings, the bank, to the marketplace, to on our jobs and school or whatever, God, we can only give you glory and praise to be able to go and come and be safe back in our own dwelling, and even in our own dwelling with cars and trucks running and buses running into those places, glory to God, of business and places, glory to God, where we go for to have to sit down and eat and all, even in our homes or whatever. Nobody but you. Planes falling out of the sky, earth opening up, glory to God, sinkholes and all kinds of things happening through the floods and storms or whatever in the natural elements. God, but thank God for Jesus. You bless us every day. God, even glory to God, in the spiritual traumas and things that we go through, God, you are the one that take us through. Hallelujah. God, we can call upon your name and your answer. And God, that means, glory to God, we got to be walking as the covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. You're not going to bless us in a mess when we're determined not to do your will and be obedient, disobedient, and rebellious and stubborn. All its consequences, glory to God, to the decisions that we make, and even though it's, I mean, with those that are contrary to your will. So, God, we thank you for that mercy and grace. We thank you for true repentance and conviction. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a mind to pray, a mind, glory to God, to want to stay in the ark of safety on the straight and narrow. God, we bless you. Those are miracles right there when we make up our mind with all the temptation and all the various things and all the stuff that comes to distract and hurt and discourage and bring abuse and accusing and accusation and criticism and glory ostracism. God, in the midst of it, having a mind of Christ to be able to stand and to hold fast to your word to make it through every day. And God, not to be weary, not to be weary, not to be in a place of murmuring and complaining, but to be able to say, I lift up my eyes unto the hills which cometh my help, casting every care and every concern, not saying that we're not going to be weary sometimes and not going to be troubled. We don't live there. Hallelujah. We can cast that care back. We can cast those concerns. We can cast that betrayal and that hurt and that disappointment back to glory to God. And now the burden that you can carry, God, that is too heavy for us. Oh, you say, come to you, all you that are labored and heavy laden, and you'll give us rest. Take your yoke and learn of you, but you're meek and lowly. Your burdens are light and your yoke is easy. God teaching us the more, glory to God, to have patience and to trust and to love and to worship and to magnify your name. So, God, I thank you for your presence in the name of Jesus. We call upon your name with faith, glory to God. And you told us in Mark 11, when we pray, believe that we receive when we pray. But if we have aught against anybody, hallelujah, God, for us to forgive if we want our Father to forgive us. God, we just bless you today. I thank you, Lord God, for being able to be in your presence, to be able to pray and intercede with your servants, God, in the name of Jesus. Seeing the power of prayer, of the anointing, destroying yokes and raising people, glory to God, out of a bad place, of raising them up out of torture, raising them up out of anxiety, raising them up, glory to God, from being bound by sickness and disease, raising them up, glory to God, to get a mindset, glory to God, to live for, raising them up to a place, glory to God, in your word, that they receive salvation or the Holy Spirit. God, only you. God, help us to be those witnesses. Hallelujah, in every area, glory to God, that we'll call upon your name, stand on your promise, stand on your word, and not yield to temptation. So we give you praise. Forgive, glory to God, us, God, for any time that we have been slothful or disobedient or rebellious in anything that you've given us to do. Lord, don't allow us to allow panic and pain, glory to God, to intercept, glory to God, on the things that you've called us to do. And those that have accused us or abused us, you told us to pray for them, bless them. Help us, glory to God, to stay focused on God that you have said for us to do and not allow the cares of this life, glory to God, to manipulate us and control us or have us, glory to God, in a tizzy. God, we ask in you, Lord God, for your help as we ask for courage. We are praying for those that are bound up in their mind and caught up in confusion and caught up in prejudice and caught up, glory to God, in various things that's causing the sin to run havoc all through the land with murdering and glory to God, destroying lives, destroying property, stealing and abuse and accusing. In the name of Jesus, Satan, we command you to loose your hold off the minds of these people that got their minds all twisted and confused and all already plotting and planning murder or glory to God, premeditating this, that, and the other. And even in the body of Christ, we pray, glory to God, against those foul spirits that got them operating in pain and agitation and discouragement and anger and frustration causing them to act like the world in the name of Jesus. We are praying for a new mindset, a change of heart, a forgiveness and to love and to let go and to remember the purpose and the plan God has for their life. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for them to let go of past issues and situations and circumstances and things that occur even in their marriage, in their home, in their ministries, in glory to God, in situation concerning their families or circumstances, glory to God, concerning the jobs or glory to God, or what they could get or didn't get or who did help them or who didn't help them. God, we're pleading the blood of Jesus. We know what the world is doing, but you told us, be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Prove what is that is what is worthy of praise and honor unto the Lord as we allow him to come in. Because, oh God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to work a work in the midst of us for bringing unity. Praying and thanking you, Lord, for those that are on the wall with a mind to work and determination. They're not going to turn their back on you, or not going to compromise, or not going to come down off the wall, or not, glory to God, going to abuse and accuse their brethren, or go that so discord or cause chaos and confusion, or being busybodies. God, I'm praying and thanking you that they're determined I'm not going to be a party to the work of the devil in the name of Jesus. We're going to be about kingdom business, building the kingdom of Jesus Christ. God, we bless you today, and we honor you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We believe in you that as the eyes come open, the ears come open, the sleeping giant going to wake up, we're going to be on our post. We're going to be able to see the works of the hand of God in operation more in healing, in deliverance, in peace and in joy, and rectifying some things in the home and changing some things around and road, changing some laws in the land in the name of Jesus, restoring, glory to God, even our country back, glory to a place where the people will say, oh, we want Jesus again, we want God, we error, we made a mistake, God, forgive us, glory to God, for allowing all kind of idols and other gods to come in that we didn't serve you, God. We are praying for an awakening for this USA, this United States of America, but not only just in our country, hallelujah, but all around, glory to God, with those that have forgotten God or put him to the side or want to compromise and want to mingle, glory to God, the things of God with the things of the world, the blood of Jesus. We are praying, glory to God, for an awakening. God, we are praying, glory to God, that you will have your way. In the midst of all that's going on, you are still God. You deserve all the praise, all the glory, and the honor. We thank you, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. What a wonderful and marvelous God you are. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for peace. Thank you for restoring relationship. Thank you for restoring back into health. Thank you for restoring those that, glory to God, that lost their homes or lost, glory to God, businesses or lost their jobs or lost, glory to God, loved ones, glory to God, restoring back the joy, the peace, glory to God, restoring those, glory to God, that where their minds has been caught up in all kinds of confusion, and those that are even going through dementia. God, we are praying for restoration. We are praying for restoring. We are praying, glory to God, for a mighty move of God in the body of Christ, where they're concerned more about one another, for the respect for the leaders, and leaders having respect, glory to God, for the people, and not, glory to God, going to be ones that's going to be driving the flock, but they will be able to lead the flock. In the name of Jesus, for those, glory to God, that are not caught up about filling their pockets and doing everything else contrary to the will of the Lord to make it, or trying to build up the biggest episode for recognition for themselves. But whatever they do, let it be up to the glory of God. And those, glory to God, that were on the right path, oh, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? What did you let cause you to be hindered? I'm praying for an awakening. Glory to God, a change of heart, a change of mind, that we will walk in the unity of the faith. We will be those vessels, glory to God, that will speak truth and walk in truth, that we are not compromised. We will not get fearful and fretful about what the world is doing or who's doing what or who's not doing what. Well, God will keep our eyes on you and not what Trump doing, not what the government doing. We're praying in the sea because that we don't want to get lacking in. We need to pray and bind and loose and curse and counsel, but not get caught up and get, glory to God, all caught up in the politics and all caught up that we lose sight on the focus that we're supposed to be witnesses. We're supposed to be praying. We're supposed to be interceding. We're supposed to be walking in faith. We're supposed to be walking in deliverance. We're supposed to be concerned more about the kingdom business and let God line this other stuff up as we pray and believe God in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of prejudiceness in the name of Jesus, causing people to be driven into hatred and driven in, glory to God, in animosity and doing all kind of destructive things. We bind you up, Satan, and all your cohorts, and every satanic and foul and unclean and every principality, everything that the enemy is doing in the name of Jesus. We tear down them strongholds. We bind it up and command you to go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of witchcraft and warlock, and even those spirits that are infiltrating, glory to God, where people in the church house want to play with the Ouija board, or those want to call a psychic liner, or those, glory to God, trying to play psychic on one another. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the manipulating spirit, glory to God, and control, which is the witchcraft, the blood of Jesus. We come against jealousy and envy in the body, glory to God. We know what the world is doing, but how can we be effective if, glory to God, we become an infection? Hallelujah. dog, you can't beat him, join him. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus. God don't need no instruments or nothing that the enemy has to offer to go out to build up his kingdom. Ah, oh, glory to God. He'll say, take out those tainted things, them unrighteous things, them things that, glory to God, that's going to fester in there and cause, glory to God, the enemy to have a foothold to get in so he can take authority over. We are the one to bind and to loosen and take authority over. Know who you are, as the mother always said. God, we know, glory to God, what your word says. Help us to get that word in us and operate in the word. In the name of Jesus. God, you said many afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Be of good cheer because you've already overcome the world. Keep our eyes fixed on you. And when trouble comes, God, even though sometimes it can be disturbing, sometimes it can bring some uneasiness, sometimes it might want to bring some fear, but nevertheless, we have to wake ourselves up and shake ourselves and recognize what did the word say, whose authority we are walking in, and what power you have given us through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, through your word in Jesus Christ. Lord, we just love you and appreciate you for all that you're already doing, already done, for the healing, for the deliverance, for the salvation, for the peace, for the joy, for even the power of your anointing to preach and teach and reach, glory to God, through your word, for to be able to be on the prayer line or even our prayer closet to pray and see the manifestation of your word in whatever day. God, we just bless you today. Keep our families covered. Keep, glory to God, our children's covered. Keep, glory to God, the ministries covered under the blood. Help us, glory to God, to operate in the love and the forgiveness and the peace and the joy. We call it back now to us and bind Satan up and all his little cords, every setup and every trap and every snare, every setup he even has for untimely death and tormenting spirits and everything, glory to God, of deception or disillusion he brings up. We bind you up in the name of Jesus. Every mirage that you're sending out here, we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, God, that we'll see past what we see and see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying concerning every circumstance, because they're blowing up all over the face in the name of Jesus to try to get us distracted and try to get us caught up with not seeing what God wants us to see. But God, you gave us the spirit of discernment. Help us to operate in it. Help us to be able to, ones that don't know how, help them to seek your face until they get it. Help them to get to that place that they have a fear of God, and those that lost the fear will come back as they seek your face. The fear and the reverence of you to stand on your word. So, God, we just bless you today. We give glory and honor to you. We adore you. We thank you, glory to God, for residing in these vessels. God, welcome into these temples. And thank you, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. He is awesome, and he deserves all the praise. Mother Alexander, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come today just to thank you, Lord. Thank you for grace and mercy in our life, Lord God. Thank you for giving us the power and the dominion and the authority over the works of the enemy, Lord God. Because according to your promises, Lord, none fail. And Lord, we just thanking you today for a prayer line, Lord. For we pray for brothers and sisters all over, Lord, those we know and those we don't know, Lord God. We pray for those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. But, Lord, your promise is said according to your word, Lord God. We pray, Lord. You tell us in your word, Lord, that we must pray because that is the power that you gave us. Prayer to bring down principality. Stand firm on the promises. None of your promises ever fail, Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we come today, Lord Jesus, thanking you, Lord God, for their power and their dominion and the authority that you gave to us, Lord, to stand boldly and pray down these principalities. Lord, we thank you for mercy and grace in our life. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that keep us going, Lord God, because, Lord, your promises never fail. You said in your word, Lord God, cast every cares on you. And, Lord God, you gave us the dominion and the authority to stand firm on the promises. You said, ask and believe. When we ask, you receive. Lord, we believe, Lord God, that we have the dominion and the authority that you gave us to stand boldly in these foul spirits that come against the body, come against the mind. And we're binding these things up right now in the name of Jesus. It will not have authority nor dominion over you people. Father God, we thank you for giving us the authority and the dominion here on earth. Because according to the promises, Lord God, we are the light of the world. We are not the darkness. We are the light. Wherever we are, we should be shining because of who we are, the children of the living God. And Lord God, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for bringing us to another day today, Lord God. Thank you for helping us to stand firm on the promises, Lord God. And Father God, your word said, Lord, ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. Lord, I believe in your word, Heavenly Father. We believe, Lord God, that if you said it, we are going on with it. Because nothing on earth can change it. And Father God, we thank you for giving us that authority and that dominion. We pray for the prisoners today, Lord God. Touch their mind, Lord God. We pray for the youth today, Lord God. Bring a change, Lord. Bring a renewed mind in these young people today, Lord God. That they will stand for Jesus. Because, Father, your promises is real. Your promises said, Lord God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Oh, Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus because you gave us the authority to stand. Heavenly Father, we give you glory today and we give you praise today because of who you are, Lord God. Help us to know, Lord God, that you already paid a price for us. Help us to recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. Help us to know, Lord God, that you gave us the dominion, the authority over these foul spirits that come against the body. Because you are the healer, Lord. You are the deliverer, Lord God. You are the provider, Lord God. There is none can provide like you can, Heavenly Father. There is none can deliver like you can, Heavenly Father. Help us to know, Lord God, that no matter what's going on here in earth, we have the authority to pray it down in the name of Jesus. Let us come together as one and stand firm to know that your promises cannot fail. If you said it, we must believe it and live according to your word. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for being the deliverer and the provider and the healer. Because there is none can heal like you, Lord. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Help us to be bold soldiers. When we stand firm, Lord God. Help us to know that the faith that we have, Lord God, stand firm on it and you will see, we will see the promises come forth. Help us to know, Lord God, that you already paid a price for us to have these promises come forth. You already paid a price for us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory in our lives. Father God, we binding up these works of the enemy that come against your people right now. As we stand as unity and a prayer line, Lord God, we binding up sickness that attack people right now, Lord God. Sisters and brothers that is falling on, Lord God. We bind that foul spirit, that spirit that attacked their legs, their arms, their eyes, their head. We binding it right now. It has no authority. Oh, Father God, your promises said whatever we bind and hurt. He's bound in heaven. No man can stop it. No man. Because your promises stand firm. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. And help us to recognize we got to live according to your word to get these promises come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for being the Lord of our life. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us to another day today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for continuing to strengthen this prayer line, Lord God. Touch each and every one of us, Lord, that we come as one when we stand to pray, Lord God. And that we know who we are in Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against none of us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Because one for all and all for one, in Karobo Shatavavasiya. Your promises, Heavenly Father, you said in your word, Lord God, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us, you'll never fail us. And Lord God, your promises stand forever. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for blessing our household, Lord God. Thank you for watching over our children and our grandchildren and great-grand. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because it's only you keep the hedge around them, Lord God. But it's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly and proclaim. We proclaim victory in each and every one of our children's life, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father, for granting us favor every day we rise up, Lord God. You gave us favor, Heavenly Father, because you're the only one make it possible for shelter over our heads, Lord God. The only one make it possible for food on our table, Lord God. And it's in the name of Jesus we give you the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Only you, Lord God. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we thank you today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for making a way for the sister, Lord God. We thank you for keeping our Lord God. We thank you for strengthening our Lord God. Because your promises is what we standing on, Heavenly Father. And no other way but your way, Lord God. Help us to walk this journey with the power and the dominion and the authority that you gave us, Lord. Because you paid a price by the shedding of your blood that we able to stand firm and believe in your word. That your word shall come forth. Only you know, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, that we must cast all cares on you. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, we are more than conquerors. Help us to walk in that dominion and authority that you gave us, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we claim the victory, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, thank you for grace and mercy in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Thank you for watching over the prayer line, Lord God. Thank you for giving strength to the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Lord, you see her and you know every need she have, Lord God. But we claim every need she have is already been met through Christ Jesus. Only you met all our needs, Lord. No one can do it like you can, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord God, as we stand interceding for all brothers and sisters out there, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, strengthen the heart of those that you call to take the shepherd higher and higher, Lord, that they will stand no matter what, stand against the wiles of the enemy. And let them recognize who they are in Christ Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, that they have the dominion and the authority that was given to them from above. Stand on those promises regardless what you see, and let them recognize who they really are here in this earth. In the name of Jesus, I ask this, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Bless
amen.
God. We have Mother, Mother Willette. Let me scroll down to that. I hope I didn't cut her off. Mother Willette, you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you, Jesus.
You can hear me?
Yes, yes.
Oh, praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Truly, I touch and agree with my sister Alexander. Praise God with the wonderful prayer and your prayer. Minister BJ, praise God. We touch and agree. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, in the precious, the holy, and righteous name of Jesus, thank you for being the true and living God. Thank you for being Almighty God. Hallelujah, the self-existing God. Hallelujah, the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful God. Thank you, Lord God, for being a covenant-keeping God, even with the people that sometimes, Lord God, are not always obedient. Thank you, Lord God, that you are a promise keeper. Thank you for sending, hallelujah, the demonstration of your love for your creation, your people, Heavenly Father, because you sent Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory on this evening. We praise you. We honor you. And we worship you. Thank you, Lord God, for another day. Hallelujah. That we hadn't seen before. A beautiful day that you created. We thank you, Lord God, that we're yet in sound mind in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No dementia, no Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. No mental disorders. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we appreciate you because you love us so much. Hallelujah, that you're mindful of every situation that every person may face. God, I thank you, Lord God, that nothing has caught you by surprise and that all things work together for good to them that love you who are called according to your purpose. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you taught us to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Your kingdom is made up of righteousness and peace and joy and the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. And let your will be done. Don't just let your will be done on earth, but let your will be done on the inside of us, Heavenly Father. And help us to have a made up mind. Hallelujah. That we're going to trust what you say, regardless of what the situation looked like, Heavenly Father. And thank you for what Mark 9 and verse number 23 says. Jesus said unto him, if you canest believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. So the situation is if we could just get people to believe. So, Father, I pray a special prayer that, Lord God, the Holy Ghost will help people to believe that your word is true, that you are real, hallelujah, and that you have our best interest at heart. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for the scripture reading that Minister BJ read in Isaiah 43. Hallelujah, it really teach me what to do when you're going through. And unfortunately, the scripture teach you to see when you go through this. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. You got to realize, hallelujah, that you don't need to fear because God is on your side if you're a child of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making us realize, hallelujah, that we're born again, baptized believers of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you've said to as many as believe on him, to them, hallelujah, you gave the power to become, hallelujah, children of God. Not just children of God only, but heirs of God and joint heirs, hallelujah, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. And if we're heirs, that means, hallelujah, there's things that belong to us, and we don't have to wait till we get to heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for being on this line. Thank you, Abba Father, hallelujah, for being on the line right now, that we don't have to wait until we get to heaven, but there's certain things that belong to the child of God right now. That's why we have a heart after those that are yet lost, and we want them to come to the knowledge that Jesus is real. He is the Son of the living God. He was alive, praise God. He went to a Calvary cross, hallelujah. He was crucified for your sins and my sins. But, Lord, glory be to God, when he laid down his life for each one of us so that we can be reconciled to you, Heavenly Father, glory be to God, on the third day he got up out of the grave. Glory be to God. The grave couldn't hold him down because he's God, hallelujah. He'll do what he says. He says, in 3 days you destroy this temple, but in 3 days I'll raise it up. So you're a promise keeper. You keep your word, glory be to God. I thank you what Jesus said, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it, glory be to God. And praise God on there in John, hallelujah. Praise God, it says that if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. And it shall be done. Now, you said you could ask what you will, and I know 1 John, the 5th chapter, talks about when we ask in accordance with your will for our life. And somebody say, well, what is God's will for our lives? The Word of God. When we read the Word of God and study the Word of God and hear what God says belong to us, healing is the children's bread because when Jesus went to Calvary Cross, hallelujah, he bore, hallelujah, the sins of many. Not just many, Lord God, but he took on the sins of the whole world. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Not just that, but he also, hallelujah, he bore our, praise God, our sickness and our sorrows, our pains and our diseases. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the scripture teach 1 Peter, hallelujah, glory be to God, says, and then by his stripes, glory be to God, the beatings. And people just don't realize, hallelujah, what Jesus actually went through. when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, praise God. Hallelujah, he prayed. And I believe you, he prayed until the capillaries opened up and there was real actual blood, sweat of blood coming out of his body, because he knew what he was about to take on. He was about to take on every foul thing that anybody that was doing evil had ever done. He was going to take that thing up on himself. Every sickness, every disease, every temptation that man had, Jesus was about to go through that, and he knew that his Father would not look at him when he would have taken on the sin, the sickness and disease of the whole world. That's why sometimes I pray, and I pray people get a hold of this thing. Well, if Jesus went ahead and went through it for me, because he became the scapegoat, hello somebody, he became, hallelujah, the one that he paid for my sins. Hallelujah. He paid, hallelujah, he's already paid the price. And so I shouldn't have to pay the price if Jesus has already paid it, if I receive him as my Lord and Savior, praise God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I appreciate what you've done for us, Heavenly Father, because you love us. And just like you did that when Jesus did that, even before the foundation of the world, hallelujah, you had already provided a way of escape for us. And that way is to receive Jesus, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, I thank you that we don't have to wrestle with this devil that's out there in the world that's throwing this and that. Now, we need to learn how to rebuke him and bind up everything that's not like you. That's why many times I'll pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind up all hurt, harm, and danger against me, my family, my friends, my neighbors, my nation, at the name of Jesus. And I realize, hallelujah, you've got everything that was created here that you created, God. It was created for a purpose, just like we're created, hallelujah, to be part of your family, hallelujah, if we receive Christ, but also so that we can give you glory, so we can say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for the sacrifice that he's made. And then, Father, as we come together and touch and agree, hallelujah, you said two or three that come together on earth, touching and agreeing on anything, you'll be in the midst. Glory be to God. That's why I appreciate you, Father, for being on this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you knock a hole in the head of the devil and his imps and cohorts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because he's trying to come against your people, Lord God, and people of earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you deal with him as you see fit, but we're going to bind up everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. We're praying, oh God, those that are, Lord God, have been set, the devil set a trap for them, and they went out there and they took that first drink and they never knew how to stop after then. They took a smoke of weed, now they don't know how to stop. Somebody tricked them into taking some drugs and now they hooked on drugs. God, people are in a fix down here, and accept the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We'll begin to, Lord God, wake them up, Lord God. We pray that the power of your Holy Ghost will wake up people, shake them, and let them know, hey, you can say something about that. You don't have to keep doing what you're doing. If you've been caught in a trap like a spider's web by the devil must loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. God, we pray in Christ Jesus' name that those that have been held bound and captive by the enemy, that they are set free because Jesus came to set the captive free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There is a way out. We don't have to be stuck on Skid Row. We don't have to be stuck in this ship that's going around in a circle and get nowhere, that the devil has sent, so-called sent somebody on a trip. And they ain't getting nowhere, just going around in the same circle, and they don't even realize it. That's crazy from what I understand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you open up these blinded eyes that have been enticed by the enemy. Loose them and set them free. Lord God, open up their ears so that when the preached word of God, Lord God, goes forth, hallelujah, let them hear, and don't let them just be hearers, but God, let them desire to be doers of your word. And the Holy Ghost can give them the strength that it takes, hallelujah, to walk before God and be thou perfect. What do you mean, be thou perfect? Jesus, hallelujah, was perfect, hallelujah. He didn't sin, but he took on the sacrifice of the, he became the sacrifice for the whole world. Hallelujah. And he teach us in the word of God, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Hallelujah. And in Christ Jesus, yes, I am. Hallelujah. I might not look like you think I ought to look. I might not, praise God, be as tall as you think I ought to be. But in God's eyesight, hallelujah, I'm all right with him. To God be the glory. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I want to make a special request to you. Praise God for our children on tonight. And I'm praying especially for the children who have special needs. Perhaps someone has autism, or they might have something called attention deficit disorder or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADD or ADHD. They may have some type of mental condition because maybe the parents might have been strong alcoholics or drug users, and now they have a mental condition, Heavenly Father. So I'm praying a special prayer for our children with special needs. Some of them may be coming out of homes that have been broken. Maybe one of the parents were abusing them or beating them or whatever the case may have been. So, God, they're coming out of broken homes and they have issues now. God, I pray that you set them on the path called straight. In the name of Jesus, I ask for your grace and your mercy upon these children tonight. I pray, oh God, that you put them back in a good, sound mind. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, hallelujah, that they are loved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I pray, hallelujah, not just for the children, but for these parents. So many parents. Praise God. Hallelujah, missing out on what's going on with their children because they're so busy with one thing or another. Are they busy with doing nothing but being in their own phones? Lord, have mercy and deliver them. Let them see, God, that you've given us a great responsibility as a parent. And here it is coming this Sunday, I believe Mother's Day, and some of these parents who haven't spent no time with their children going to want somebody to recognize them for being a mother. But God, that's a great responsibility that you've given us, and if we've fallen short of being that responsible parent to bring our children up to know who you are and to develop genuine relationship with you, have mercy on us. And forgive us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. But Jesus, through the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to do better in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, just like the three Hebrew boys had a made-up mind. Well, oh King, we're not too careful to answer you concerning this matter of bowing down at that statue that you placed up. But I tell you what. Whether God will save us or not, we're not going to bow down to your statue. We've got to have some people with some principles and make up their mind that regardless of what the devil throw at them, they're not going to bow down to the enemy. Because the scripture teach in Matthew, praise God, hallelujah, you should worship the Lord and him only. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. So, God, you've given us instructions. We just need to pick it up and study and see what your word says on how we need to bring them up. And your word tells us, hallelujah, to train up the child in the way that he should go when he's young. And when he gets old, he shall not depart from it. Praise you for your word. And thank you, Lord God. So I pray special, Lord God, prayer for these children with special needs. I pray, oh God, that you bring about a strong deliverance. And I thank you that when we pray with expectation, hallelujah, and have faith, hallelujah, because you said whatever we ask. So I'm asking for a special deliverance. I know a little girl by the name of Abby, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray for her, Lord God. She's a real smart little girl, but Lord God, it looks like the enemy has her doing a lot of things that's not godly. So I pray for her in the name of Jesus. I pray for her deliverance, and I pray for others that are going through such situations, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, Father God, another special prayer request that I have is to pray for those family members and loved ones and people in this world that are not yet saved. God, I thank you for the missionaries, Lord God. I thank you for your servants that go out and do street ministry, that go and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, if you put somebody in our path, give us the word with your anointing that will draw them to you in the name of Jesus. So I lift up those that are yet lost. I pray, God, that you don't let them, we pray and bind up these hindering spirits and these murdering spirits. We cancel untimely deaths in the name of Jesus, because we pray that people will have the opportunity. And I pray, God, that there's an urgency in people's heart. The Holy Ghost, help people, and Lord God, put it in their hearts that there's an urgency to know the Lord today, because we don't know what day you're coming back. But we have to be ready. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. So many more things we can pray for. We thank and praise you, Lord God. And I praise you so much, hallelujah, for little Caroline, who had double pneumonia, is no longer on the ventilator, Lord God, but she's breathing on her own. And I know that's only by your grace and your mercy, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the miracle, Lord God. Thank you for bringing that person through surgery. Thank you, Lord God, for opening up that airway and opening up those clogged arteries, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and healing. If there's any clogged arteries, we pray, God, that you will dissolve whatever it is that's in those clogged arteries in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you dissolve any blood clots in the person's body in the name of Jesus. Heal the cataract, Lord God. Oh, heal the eye conditions in the name of Jesus. We speak no aneurysms, no heart attacks. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that cancer is a thing of the past. I speak it by faith in Jesus' name. Father, so much we can pray for. And I've heard already, we pray for our leaders, President Donald Trump. Pray for the House of Representatives, the Senate, the Congress. Lord God, the parties, we pray for people everywhere. Pray for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift them up, and especially leaders, Lord God. We pray that people will seek after your Holy Ghost to hear from what Jesus is saying. Preach my people. Preach to my people. Tell them the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is still eternal life. Glory be to God. Tell them Jesus is still the answer for the world today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us hear from you, Lord God. And speak what thus saith the Lord. And remember, Lord God, our soldiers that yet fight in a war that they didn't start. But God, they raised their hand to swear to uplift and obey the rules of our nation, Lord God, and help protect and keep us safe. So I pray for them to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And Lord God, I know someone haven't accepted you, so I pray that they learn that they need you on their side in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much for what you're doing. I bless you so much. I praise you. I worship you. I thank you for every day that you bless us with. And thank you, Lord God, that we can call some things that be not as though they are. So I'm believing you by faith that those people that are on dialysis, it's going to be a thing of the past. You're going to bring them through that. And God, I'm praying for new livers, new kidneys, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you help the doctors and the people in the medical field, because they can't do it by themselves. And if you don't bring about the healing, it's not going to take place. Be with those that are bereaved, that have lost a number of loved ones, Lord God. Help them. And Lord God, I thank you so much for loving us, for being mindful of us, Thank you for being on this prayer line. We bind up sickness right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person that's represented on this line and those that we know of that need your help. We plead the blood of Jesus to cover them. Cover them with the whole armor of God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Bless your prayer warriors in such a mighty way. Meet their needs according to your good riches and glory. Thank you that arthritis, yes, even arthritis, is a thing of the past. I speak by faith because the scripture says in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Father, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. Thank you for good health. Thank you for no heart disease. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, for touching and healing incontinence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing that person to recover from that surgery in the name of Jesus. Lord, I love you. I bless you. I give your name the praise, and I pray the prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. We give honor to our Lord and Savior. I'm sorry, Sister. Hello?
Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Go ahead and pray. Praise God.
Oh, okay. We just thank God for Sister Hubbard, her prayer, and Mother Ed's down, and Sister Willette for the prayer have just went up. We just thank God for, in the name of Jesus, we touch and agree with them. We just thank God for just for who he is on today, for how he's been so good to us and how he had woke us up this morning and started us on a brand new day we never seen before. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for his grace and his mercy. We thank you for just being so good to us, for just taking us through so many different odds and so many things that we are going through in these days and time. But we just thank you for strength on today. We thank you for the meekness and gentleness. We thank you for his word, because he sent his word to heal us. We thank you for his deliver, for he delivered us from different things that we go through, different things in our life. We thank you for a change of heart and a change of mind. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for the understanding of your word and how you enlighten us in the word of God. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for your discerning of the spirit, that we can discern things at times. We thank you for your gift, which is Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. You are so awesome. You are so good to us. You just keep proving yourself to us day by day and minute by minute. And we love you for it, Father God. We love you for just being there in our life, for just taking us through these problems and situations. We pray right now, God, for your people right now all over the world, God, because there's so much problems and so many things are going on. But we know, God, that you sit high, and you look low, and you see the condition, and you know what we need before we even ask you. And you said in your word, God, you would never leave us nor forsake us. And you told us in the word to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find help in a time of need. So, God, we come this afternoon calling on your name for your people, that they will be saved, that they will be delivered from different problems and different situations that they are going through. We pray right now, God, for our children. We pray, Lord God, for our neighbor, for our church members. We pray right now for the body of Christ as a whole, because we all need you in a day and time like this. We all are going through one thing of another. We may not be going through the same thing, but we are going through something. And we know, God, that you are the one that's able to help us and deliver us from the problem and the situation that we are going through. So, God, we just want to just give it all to you on tonight, God, and we pray for the body of Christ. We pray for those that are sick in their body on tonight. We pray for those that don't have a mind to want to live holy and do right. We pray for those that have come short of your glory, God. We pray, Lord God, that you would take them through, Lord God, and let them know, God, that you love them. Let them know, God, that that you said in your word, you'll never leave them nor forsake us, God. God, let them know, God, that you're able to work out the things that they're going through in their life, that they don't have to walk around alone. Let them know, God, that you'll be right there for them. You'll take them through. You'll give them the strength. You'll encourage them. You'll be their friend when they don't have a friend. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for the people that's lonely on today, that though that feel like they just don't have nobody to talk to. Let them know they can come boldly to the throne. They can come to you, and they can seek your face, and that you will no wise cast them out in the name of Jesus. So let them realize, God, let the word of God say in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful, that promise. He is so faithful. When he promised to do something, when he promised that he would help us, he'll do just what he said he'll do. He's nothing like man at times, when men say they'll do something and then they change their mind. He don't change his mind. He'll help us if we need help. But he just want us to ask. He just want us to come and ask. He said we had not because we asked not. And so God, he just want us to come and ask him for the things that we need, and to rely on him and to trust him in every situation that we might be going through. Because we are going through. And he don't want us to walk around here and act like that we are so big that we're not going through something and too proud to ask. He wants us to ask what we need because he already paid the price. He already done it all for us. All he wants us to do is ask and believe in him, that he will open doors and he will make the way for us. He'll do it. He can do it for us if we let him, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us. God, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Lord God, for the time that you have given us down through the years that you brought us so far, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit being the gift that will help us and that will guide us and teach us and to bring us all into truth, bring us to the truth of you, to be our counselor. He'll counsel us. He'll comfort us when we need a comfort. He is our standbyer. He our intercessor. He our vocator. He's able to help us in all these things that we are going through. I pray right now, God, for those that's going through blood pressure on tonight, those that's going through kidney problems, tumors and arthritis. I pray, Lord God, for those that have diabetes, or those that might be going through gout, and knowing that that's a pain sometime in a person's foot. I pray for that situation. Those that might have a heart problem tonight, a muscle ache in their legs, or those that might be going through a flu, or a liver problem, a lupus, or a breathing problem, or even a lung problem. These are so many things that going on in the world, those that might be going through cancer, an eye problem, mind problem, a brain problem, thyroid problem, coughing, having a cough that when the allergy and stuff is going on in the world, those that might have that aggravating cough that need to be delivered from that, God, we pray for these situations. We pray for those that might be going through constipation tonight, not able to go to the bathroom like they desire to. Those that might have a fluid on their body that they can't release it, they can't hold it, and they got to study, run to the bathroom all the time. God, we pray for these situations. Those that might be weak as trying to get up off the bed at time and not able to get up out of the bed like they desire to. Those that might have a skin problem. There's somebody that might have some kind of skin problem in their life. Those that might have a digestive system problem, stomach problem, Lord God, a headache, a spine problem, a nervous problem. Somebody might be having a problem being so nervous that they can't do the things that they desire to do. We ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. God, we know, God, that you already done it 2,000 years, and you told us, God, by faith. And so, God, we pray for that situation in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those that have a neck problem, or a back problem, a hip problem, either blood pressure or in their veins, where their veins might be running in their legs some kind of way, where they have some kind of vein problem. We pray for that kind of situation, a bone problem, joint problem in their legs or in their body. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, look on all these situations, Lord God. We pray for even our water that we drink, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch right now in the name of Jesus over the water that we drink, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that might be in the hospital tonight, not able to stir around, not able to get up, not able to do what they want to do, God. It might be just laying there in the bed and not able to move. God, we ask you to touch them right now. Give them that strength, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit go through that hospital right now in the name of Jesus and go through every room in the hospital and touch that man or that woman or that girl or boy, God, and lift them up off that bed. Raise them up, God, that they will be able to walk and they'll be able to talk. They'll be able to hear and see, God. They'll be able to move their hands and their legs and their feet, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we know, God, that you made these people, Lord God. And, oh, God, we know, God, that the word of God said, you spoke in the Bible where it said about the bones, will these bones live again? God, there's some bones that's laying in the hospital. There's some bones that's laying in the hospital that need to be blowed on. There's some bones that's laying in the nursing home, God, that need to be blowed on. In the name of Jesus, send your Holy Spirit through the hospital, God. Even send it, Lord God, in people that be walking around that realize that they are alive, but they still need to be blowed on. In the name of Jesus, that they can have an eye to see, that their eyes will come open to let them know, God, that you are real. Let them know, God, that you sent Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray for these situations in the name of Jesus. There's some people, Lord, that's stuck in problems and feel like they can't come out. Let them know, God, they can come out. They have to make a choice. They can come out of the situation. They don't have to stay in the same rut. You are able, Lord God, and waiting on people to come boldly to the throne of grace that they can find help in a time of need. Help them to realize they can be a change. Help them, Lord God, to let them see God. Open up their eyes. We bind up the devil that's trying to keep people all down and out and trying to keep them worried and trying to keep them from thinking that they can't make it. Let them know, God, that they can make it because you already paid the price in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. We pray right now, God, for the government, God. We pray, Lord God, for those, God, that's in government. Lord, we pray that you, God, will touch people that's in the government right now, God. And those that's doing things that's under the cover, God, we pray that you'll pull the covers off of them in the name of Jesus, that these things will be loosened, that these things that need to be showed up, it'll be showed up for people that need help, that can get some help, God, in the name of Jesus. Because there's a lot of people that need help, is not getting the financial and the things that they need. And so, God, we bind up that devil in the government right now, that he will loose right now, that he will loose this money that's in government for these people to get homes fixed, that get help, or help care, or whatever they need in the name of Jesus. We pray for these situations right now in the name of Jesus. And we know, God, that you're going to do it. We know it's already worked out as we speak right now in the name of Jesus. We declare it in the name of Jesus that it's already done. And we're just going to wait on it. We're just going to wait to hear from it in the name of Jesus because we know you're going to do it. We know it's already worked out, and we believe it. In the name of Jesus, because that's all we got to do is just have faith and believe. As we speak the word of God, we just believe, God, that you're able to do just what you say you'll do in the name of Jesus. So we love you for it, God, and we praise you. God, we pray, Lord God, for people that's out there in the street, Lord God. Lord God, there's so many people are getting killed. God, we ask you to look down on this killing demon. We bind up this devil in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray that you will put an angel around these people, Lord God, people that's out in the streets. God, put angels around people, Lord God, and protect people when they're out in the street, God. Help them to be alert, God, when they're out in the street and when they are in the on the college campus, Lord God. Our school kids and our kids that's in college, God. God, we pray that you put angels around the school, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to put angels around the airplanes when people are in the air, flying in the air, God. Put angels around these planes, God. Even, Lord God, in the school buses, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Even on the ship, God. We ask you to put angels around the ship and the cars when people are driving cars going up and down the highway. In the name of Jesus, God. Because we know, God, that you love us. We know, God, that you care for us. And we know, God, that you are able, Lord God, to take us through, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you told us, God, to look to you, Lord. You said to look to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you today. And you said, God, in your word, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of all. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for delivering people out of situation and things that they might be going through in the name of Jesus. And you also told us, God, in Psalms 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. So, God, you just want us to trust you. You just want us to lean up to our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledge you, that you will direct our path. And so we give it to you on this afternoon, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord God, and we pray that you'll continue, Lord God. And we know, God, that you see what's going on. We know that in time you're going to work it out. You're working it out now as we speak. And we pray for people all over the world. We ask you to help us not to help people not to be angry, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to trust in you, Jesus. Help them, Lord God, to have a bad attitude at time, Lord God. Help them not to be worried about things and just to give it all to you. Help them not to be ashamed about things, because we know sometimes people get ashamed about things that's going on and things that's happened. Help them not to be ashamed about it. Help them to learn how to get over things when they are going through problems, and help them to learn how to get over it and that you are able to see them through situations. Help them, Lord God, to remember your word, God, that your word is the word that's going to deliver us from things that we're going through. It's going to take the word. It's going to take the word to help us to be able to go through and to stand firm and to be able to be delivered from situation that we're going through. The word of God is the only thing that's going to bring us out as we read the word and study the word and get that word in the inside of our spirit in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you right now, God, for just strength on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace that passes all understanding. I just keep thinking of that, Lord, that peace. We pray, Lord God, that you will go into the nursing home. We pray, Lord God, that you will go into the grocery store. When people in grocery store, we know, God, that you see, and we know that you know all about the world as a whole, God. Touch your people, Lord God. And we ask a special prayer, Lord God. And my heart just I don't know, I was sitting here thinking while going, Sister Willett was praying, and all the and Pastor BJ, when she was praying, Sister Hubbard was praying, and Mother Alexander. And I thought about the prayer warrior in my heart. I don't know. I just thought about the prayer warrior in some way. And so I just want to just pray for each and every one of the prayer warriors right now in the name of Jesus. Because, God, these women of God come on this line. And Sister Alexander, she always say to know who you are in Christ. And I thank God for Sister Hubbard, because she's the head one that, you know, started this or either started doing this anyway. But anyway, I just thank God for all three of these women on this line. And even Pastor Burry, she's not on there right now, but I thank God for, and Sister Brenda, I pray, God, for each and every one of y'all women in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that he will bless. And God, whatever you got before the Lord on tonight, I know and I believe God is going to open up a door and a window like never before for you in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I just pray for these women that you will give them what they desire. You will bless their family. I pray, Lord God, because we know that they get on this prayer line, they're praying for others, they bail out for others, and they don't even think about themselves, but they just do it because they know they believe in you, Jesus. They believe who you are. And I just ask you, Lord God, to make a way for them, God, and give them what they desire and what they have before you in prayer, that things will be turned out the way that you want it to be in the name of Jesus. And even the prayers that they have got before you, God, for other people, God, I pray that you will open that door and make that way for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Because I know they have not only just been praying for people here on this phone, but they have been praying for people that we don't even know behind the scene. So, God, we pray right now that you will bless them abundantly and open doors and make way for them. Give them what they desire to help in the name of Jesus. And we bind every spirit that's trying to hold these prayers back. We bind it up and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy, that these prayers that these women have got before you right now, God, that it would be granted in the way that you will see fit, Father. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mighty prayers going on tonight. We give God glory and honor for the power of his anointing and what he's been doing in these prayers. Praise God and thank the Lord. Praise God. I'm trying to find out what the evangelist Brenda was still on. She may have just stepped off. Praise God. Oh, brother, let me see if he's on. Yes, he is. Wait for a moment. Give a few minutes for him to pray, and then we're going to take these prayer requests. And the power of the Almighty God has been so powerful tonight. Bless God. Minister Black, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Take a few minutes,
Father.
Then we're going to go right on the clock. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, we just praise you. We worship you. Lord, we honor you. You're faithful and true, God. Lord, we exalt you. We extol you. We had a thousand tongues. We couldn't praise you enough, God. You're wonderful, God. You're mighty. You're Prince of Peace, everlasting Father, God. Hallelujah. You're Counselor, God. Yes, you are the mighty God, Lord. Hallelujah, God. And we just bless your name, God. Lord, we just can't even praise you enough for all the marvelous things you've done, God, for the great wonders and the great acts from the days of old till now, God. Lord, your name is still worthy to be praised, God. Lord, even David said, I was young, but now I'm old, and never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Lord, if we trust and rely and lean on you and roll on you, God, and Lord, just even in the word of Proverbs 3, and 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct their path. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for your deliverance out of every situation. We thank you, Lord, that even when we fall into diverse temptations, Lord, we won't think it's strange because it's for upbuilding of character. But Lord, you're raising us up, God, higher and higher, deeper depth in you, God. Lord, hallelujah. You're directing our path, God. And we thank you, God. Lord, we're not going to fret. We're still going to have a sweet sleep. You give me your beloved a sweet sleep, God. Hallelujah. No weapon that formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Because this is our heritage, and our righteousness is of you, God. We thank you for the nations, God. Oh, Lord, every name, God, one by one and name by name, God. You know what they're going through, wars, all kinds of molestation and killing, God, bombs and threatening, suicidal, God, everything that's going over there, God. Yes, these are the end times, God. But we lift the nations up. Lord, the body of Christ is in the nations, God. We speak a covering over them now, God. The children, God, that are dying without halls, God, cover them with your blood, God. Send people by, God. Hey, my God, send people by, God. Lord, to snatch them out of hellfire, to snatch them out of the pit, to snatch them out of destruction and danger, God. Oh, send your word, God. Deliver them and set them free, God. Lord, we speak to Israel right now, God. Oh, God, a fresh anointing, God. Oh, Lord, let your wind, Lord, just blow on them now, God, in the name of Jesus. All the ones that are coming against them, God. Lord, we command those spirits to abort their assignments in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, that they're covered in the blood. We thank you, God, that your remnant, no one can pluck them out of your hands, God. Oh, hallelujah. God, we just thank you once again, Lord, for the prayer line. I touch and agree, God, for Mother Alexandria, Lord, the anointing that you have placed in her life, Lord. Lord, an evil-eyed prophet, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Willette, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, with the prophetical anointing, walking in confidence, God. Hallelujah. Knowing who she is in Christ Jesus, God. And the other prophetess of God, Lord, that just prayed, God, we thank you for her, Lord. Everything she prays come to pass, God. In the spiritual Fort Knox, Sister Hubbard, God, she's a spiritual Fort Knox, God. You've given her a variety of weapons, God, to cast down and defend the enemy, God. And I thank you, Lord, that I'm here learning from all of my brothers, God. I thank you. I'm honored, God. So I stay humble, God, and I stay on this prayer line, God, just to learn from you, God. Learn from others how to combat the enemy more and how to go deeper in you, God, and be led by your spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hello?
Can you not hear me? Thank you, God, glory to God, for all the prayers of that powerful anointing and what our brother just has him for praying to as well. We're going to get ready now to take all our prayer requests and any testimonies of the glory of God or anything that he's already brought you through. Praise God as a testimony. We thank God for the move of God tonight. What a mighty God. We serve. Awesome, is he? Praise you. The lines are open now, so if there's any prayer requests.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor DJ. I want to say I thank the Lord for coming on, and I believe it was Mother Willette when I came on. This is Sister Cheryl, and I enjoyed the prayer, and she hit on so many things when she was praying in reference to special needs and ADHD and different things, and I was just listening to her and Mother Alexander and yourself, and I thank God for my brother, Brother Black, being on my morning prayer warrior, and just to hear him, and he's growing so much, and it just does my heart good. I just wanted to thank God for me and my children, Desmond, Janine, Brianna, Deborah, my grandchildren, Jazzy, Shaylin, little CJ, and myself. And I thank God for me being able to start last week the job training program. I'm going this week to try to see what everything I have to do to complete in June for Deborah. But I'm just trying to be consistent, gradual with little things. And my counselor has been took me out to eat last week and this week instead of meeting at the house. And they told me I'm complying and doing everything that I should be doing. And I'm praying that God would just go ahead and shut this case And then Debbie, I took her today to a graphic class after school to a program I got her in. And she's doing okay. You know, we're still having some little bumps in there, but she's doing okay. I did want to ask you to continue to pray for the little girl, Hope. I understand she got a GPS tracking on and she's not returned to school. Pray for her and her mother, because it's hard for the mothers to have to go to court, take off their job and everything. And just want to ask, pray. And I'm so glad mother was praying for the children, because my mind went on her. And just praying that God continue to protect us, our doors, windows, and borders. The enemy tried to bring two things in my house. I saw them at my door Saturday night. And I just pray my strength in the Lord. But overall, I'm thanking God. I feel better. It was a good day and a good evening coming in with Debbie from her program. And she really liked it, and she's trying to learn graphic arts. So I thank God for that.
That is wonderful to hear the good news. Praise God.
Amen.
About what God is doing. Also, that you're getting ready to start your job training. That is another off us and giving God praise in it. Go ahead and thank the Lord. Hope and her mother got in a situation with the circumstances that are taking place that she told us about the week. God, we just bless and bind up every satanic and demonic force, every spirit that caused the chaos and the confusion, praying that I'll get saved and praying that the child will, things will be put in the proper order, that you can come in compliance with what the courts are saying, but also save and deliver and set free and all the stuff that's plaguing her mind and causing her to do the things that she do. We are praying total deliverance in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Sister Cheryl's family that you continue to bless and continue to bond together and continue to put God even more first and thank God for what he's doing in Debbie. And just thanking you for all that is being done, and to God be the glory in Jesus' name. Bind up all the other forces that we still believing and confessing God's word over it. We're not going to the devil any more places. We're just going to speak, continue delivering, and God working the work in the background. Any more prayer requests?
Yes, Sister Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to tell you that I went back to the doctor today, and everything was good. Praise God.
Praise God.
Everything was good with my eyes. I'll tell you
I'm
about my eyes.
I'm glorified God.
Yes. So the doctor said he couldn't understand it, but I did. I understood what it was. But he said he just couldn't understand how it was better this day than it was. It was so low. It was so high the last time. My pressure was so high, but it came back to the normal like it's supposed to. And he said, I just don't understand what's going on, but I know Jesus had done it. I know he did.
Yes.
So I just thank God for that. Amen.
To God be the glory. Power of prayer. We thank God for the support. When your physician can look and say, I don't understand. And like you can say, I know it was God. Another opportunity for God to show his strong on the earth and for him glorified through the testimony. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, great. What great.
Praise
the Lord. Oh, amen.
Praise the Lord. This
any
is
more?
King
praise
Elder
God.
Pam. Praise the Lord. This is the Elder Pam Kincaid. I was calling. I want to say good evening to everybody, and I've been enjoying the prayer tonight. And I have a prayer request. I would like for y'all to pray for my friend. He has PTSD, and sometimes he suffers from the depression from it. So I'm asking that you would pray for him and also pray for me that I would continue to be who God has called me to be. Amen.
Mother Alexander, take that prayer. The Elder Kincaid, what she just said. Pray
Hello,
for
who is that?
Her friend. Elder Kincaid.
I didn't hear her name.
It comes on. Oh,
hello?
His name is
can
Robert.
Can you hear me, Mother? Okay.
Robert?
Yes.
Robert.
Hello? Okay. And who else you want me to pray for? Robert, what? Hello?
He has.
He's going out.
He's
going out.
Can
Hello?
You hear anybody hear me?
I hear you
yeah,
now. Okay,
okay
his name is Robert.
Robert.
His name is Robert.
Him. Yes, he's going through depression. Yes.
Okay. All right.
And
okay,
I
want to pray for him
for
depression. All right. Frederick, we bring Robert before you. We bring Robert before you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you did not give us depression, Lord. So we bind that foul spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to touch his mind, Lord God. Because, Father, your word said, Lord, ask and believe, when you ask, you receive. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch his mind, renew his mind, Lord God. For your word said, Lord, you gave us a sound mind. So, Father God, we ask you to wake up Robert's mind, Lord God. Touch it, Father God. And let him come to know, Lord God, who you are in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen the inner man in him, Lord God, that he will rise up, Lord God, to know that he is who you call him to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim total divine healing in his mind, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you.
She said pray for her for encouragement and strength, I guess, to stay focused.
What's her name?
Elder Kincaid Pam.
Kincaid?
Can you hear me?
God, we pray for Sister Kincaid.
Yes.
Father God, we pray for Sister Kincaid, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen her through these times, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for touching her, Lord God, and bringing her to remind her, Lord, that she is a child of God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to take her deeper in your word, Lord God. Strengthen the inner man in her that she come to know who she really are, Lord God. And that she will stand on your promises, Lord God, to come to know who she is in Christ Jesus. These things we ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Praise
God.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Anyone else with any praise report or prayer request? Amen. Bless God. Thank God for such a mighty move of God tonight. Was there anyone else that had a request?
This is Brother Black. God bless everybody. My mother is in Georgia. She last week she went to a Goodwill all by herself. She talking about she bought some crystal. So all her wounds are healed and she's walking good, and God is still working on it. But I would love if Pastor Hubbard, if I give you my mother's phone number and you just call her, that will bless both our souls.
Praise God. After we get off the line, I'll call you back. Then that way you can give phone number. That way you don't have to have it all out on the airwaves then.
I sure will.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Or does it matter to you?
Well, it don't matter to me, really. And whoever want to call her, we're all prayer warriors anyway. Okay.
Sure that we got that understanding then. Okay, then you can get it to us.
Okay. 203.
What is
393. It? 203. 393. 55-37. Every single one of you is a prayer warrior. I swear, I'll be happy.
Get the number clearly, so read it off to me one more time.
Yes. 203-393.
Yes. 55-37. 55. What's the last part?
55-37.
37. Okay, then. So it's breaking up a little bit. Okay.
And her name.
What's your mom's name?
Juanita. Juanita. Juanita with a Q.
Juanita
Hunter. Yes.
Okay, Hunter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Definitely, then. So only the mothers that you've heard that, then you heard what the request is from Brother Black for the call and check on Mother Hunter and pray and just identify herself on the Blog Talk prayer line and whatever. And the so, praise God. Any more? Black, let me make sure I put this number. We give God glory.
Wow.
Father, in Jesus' name, we already going to pray for Mother. We ask you, Lord, to touch her body, send her an encouragement, blessing her that she may be able to continue to walk and be strengthened in her body. Of Jesus, you know all the needs, you know what she's going through, you know what's going on around her. Pray, glory to God, that you will continue to move miraculously on her behalf in the name of Jesus. God, anything else that you reveal unto us for the pray, God, we want just to speak as you put in our spirits. But we pray, glory to God, continue encouragement to stay focused and to stand on God's word. Pray for her son, God, that, God, he's upstate and she's down south, that you are blessed, Brother Black. And thank God for his confession of more and more what God is doing in his spirit and how he's drawing strength from you and through the word and how he's growing in you even greater depth. Thank God for all that word that's on the inside of him that you're stirring up and bringing forth, God, for to be able to share and also continue to touch his body, keep him focused that he may do the will of the Lord in Jesus' name, in humility. Praise God. Bless God. If there's not any more prayer requests tonight or any praise reports, we thank God again for Prophetess Benjamin for that dynamic word that she brought forth the other week, and we give God glory and praise. We also make an announcement. I've got to wait for a confirmation of that date, but for Concealed Women on the Move for Christ, we were down in Columbia, the headquarters of that ministry. We will have a meeting on the 1st of, just found this out a few days ago, it would come, with our pastor at New Hope, Pastor Burton. Apostle Burton will use that facility and have Sincere Women on Move for Christ prayer breakfast. And that our speaker that day is going to be Mother Alexander, praise God. And I'm not sure whether we will have exhortation or whatever else will be done that day, but we will bless the Lord for that and believe in God all go well. And that will be the first week in July. Keep Pastor Burton anniversary lifted up before the Lord down in Columbia, too. That's June the 8th, I believe, or the 8th through that Thursday, Friday, whatever the 8th is. I mean, whatever the Thursday and Friday day is, either the 8th or the 9th, and it's just that Thursday, Friday, and that Sunday. Praise God, and we're praying, God, for a miraculous move of God. I'm believing it's going to be like a revival, and God bless from lay member on down, up on up to ministers in the gospel, whatever the needs, whatever it is in the lives that God will bless, salvation, deliverance, healing, backsliders coming back, or those over to God that are in need of deliverance in whatever capacity. What a move of God and encouragement to her. We pray, glory to God, as God continue to bless you, the faithful ones being on this prayer line and being blessed. Pray for Dr. Dorothy, continue to bless and strengthen and touch her body, Mother Freeman, Mother Small, continue blessing and healing in them. Pray, glory to God, for Mother Willette. She's an inspiration of how God blesses and her determination, even in the midst of her family going through and however poor is a bereavement. She just stay on the wall and she find herself back on this prayer line. And there's power in prayer and in unity and being joined together in prayer. But it's something else to have that mindset and her concern for, you know, the flock. Not for so much the flock, but for the people in her family, people that she know that don't know Christ. Her concern is even for that. So we pray for that. Pray for Mother Coker as her grandson gone on, as Mother Willetta shared that with me. I've talked to Mother Coker a couple of times. As a matter of fact, I talked to her was it yesterday or the day before. And she, the first night when we had prayer last week, she was so heavy. But when I talked to her, either it was yesterday or the day before, she was so much different in giving God praise and whatever, how God just really blessed and lifting that grief, like she said, off of them. They're, you know, they still have their moments and times, but it's not that heaviness like it was. And just being able to even hear that from her and her voice finally coming back to herself more stronger. So we thank God for you all's prayers and everybody else that's been praying for that family that we know not of and from their church family. But just being in contact with her and prayers that you, we all have been praying and encouragement. And we pray for each other and try to stay a little bit better in contact. And it's so sad. I've known Mother for so many years. And like she was saying, BJ, don't forget to call me. So I'm just trying to make sure I try to stay up on top of that and get better. But we bless God for all that y'all done doing for the gospel, on the prayer line, in your homes, in your church, and in your own prayer closet. So we give God glory. Praise God. And we thank God for all that y'all doing and whatever. Now, one other thing while I have all the lines open. Mother's Day is this Sunday. And Mother McCormick was to speak this Sunday, but they're going to be out of town this weekend and the following weekend away. So I was trying to find out. I don't know whether a lot of you are going to be away or not going to be available that night. So I know I already set it up. But if not, then I'll just choose what the Lord will have me for, because we don't have no special plans that I know of for my family either. So I just want to know if any of you all will be in town or online or what, because I know it's a special day. Sometimes people have things in the evening. So while the lines are open, can I get a response, and then I'll just hear from God what however he directs me. Hello, y'all still there? I only have the phone on mute. Anybody there?
Yeah, we're here. I think people probably just haven't, may not know what they want to do just yet. But I know we're having something during the day. I can't remember if we're having anything that evening or not. But that is Mother's Day, so it's up to you whether you want the lines open or not, Minister BJ. Praise God.
Okay. Well, we'll have, since they're going to be aware, however the Lord bless for me, whatever he direct me on that for Sunday, or we just go right on into Monday, I'll just find out how God leads and directs. Other than that, because neither one of you all know what y'all might be doing, we're going to leave it open and see what God gives me. If that will come
Amen.
On.
Amen.
And then on
leave it
Monday,
open,
we definitely
what
will
God
have.
Gave you. That's
yes,
it.
Ma'am.
See what God gave you to bring.
Ma'am?
See what God gave you that Sunday, because that's the second Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Talking about next week,
so
right?
Because
I'll be out of town the following week.
You're going to be out of town, too?
The following week, not next week. I'll be here this week, Sunday.
Okay.
But I leave
on
the 7th.
We'll be led by the Spirit of God. And the 4th Sunday
Amen.
Is the Sunday she
Amen.
Week. We might have
Amen.
A guest speaker with her that night. Find out about Mother on the 4th Sunday. But we will be definitely on Monday, and we'll be listening for the Spirit of the Lord
Praise
on that
the
Sunday.
Lord. All right.
So right now, the Lord say the same. If all is well, we
Amen.
Continue blessing, healing, deliverance, encouragement,
yes,
financial
Lord.
And spiritual blessings, prayer, dynamic. Oh, well, we still got Monday. Well, this is Monday, isn't it? Okay, then I pray you all have a marvelous Mother's Day, and God bless and celebrate with family, friends, and church, and however else God bless, and even for those that celebrate with their parents, too, as well. And if you are a parent, we pray happy Mother's Day to you all, too. Give God glory, praise, and honor.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I will say shalom. God bless you. I
shalom.
Enjoyed you thoroughly tonight.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Y'all remember
you all.
Mother's Day, too, sometimes.
Shalom.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Praise God. Shalom
Amen.
And give God glory. Praise God. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you.
Love you.